I'm probably more famous for sitting on the toilet than for anything else that I do.
My point of view is not a normal point of view. So I think that all people are assholes until proven different.
A lot of what we do is designed to annoy people to the point where they might, just for a second, question enough of their environment to do something about it.
Good morning, world. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, we're going to make it. We're going to do it. This is the Mothers of Connection, live from the home studios of Radio Free Brooklyn. I am Ken Korn. We are kicking off our 60th show 60 times.
You mean to tell me I've been here 60 times?
Well, not here because we started out in the studios in Bushwick.
Did you just say Bushwick?
Yeah, I said Bushwick. Things happen. It's live radio. That is my main man, Roscoe, engineer, all things, everything, turns the knobs. And where is my iced coffee?
Oh, iced coffee.
Yeah, I've been living in Westchester too long, but give me my iced coffee, my man. That's Roscoe. So the theme for today is...
Wait, are you sitting on a yoga ball, dude?
Yeah, I'm sitting on a yoga ball.
Why?
I hurt my back. I hurt, that's right. But this thing feels great. But the thing is, I can't stop bouncing around, man. Yeah.
Well, don't like break into a downward dog or something now.
All right, shut up. Okay, so the name of this episode is Humor Belongs in Music. Strange sentence, but it's a playoff of Frank Zappa's album, Does Humor Belong in Music? One of the first live concerts, not live, but recorded concerts I had seen on VHS. When I lived in L.A., I went to, I can't remember the supermarket, but it was when they had, when you would first walk in and they would have all those VHSs and it'd be like one sad-looking teenager behind the counter and be like, oh, how you doing? And I remember renting it and never giving it back because I moved later. But I watched that thing 90 times, really, and got to interview one of the guys in the show, Bobby Martin, who plays quite a part. So, Frank... The thing I love about Zappa, many things, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't have this show, but the humor. And a lot of songs will get silly, but really smart, if that makes any sense.
Doesn't!
And, you know, I love the live antics on stage, the comedic banter that feels oh so improvised, and then a lot of the... biting sarcasm and parody and satire that actually applies to this very moment. I should play Trouble Every Day, but that one actually is about... that was actually written after the Watts riots, so I don't want to get too into it.
Let's keep it light today, my man.
My man. So, yeah, let's keep it light. That's the whole point of doing Humor Belongs in Music. So this song is called Stinkfoot. It doesn't really lighten up the... nothing lightens up the show like a song about Brahmadrosis, which I guess is a stinky foot. So let's launch into it. I just wanted, this is off Make a Jazz Noise Here. This is a lot of live. He got really loose in the 80s. A lot of comedy, a lot of ragging on those televangelists and political banter. This is Stinkfoot. We are Radio Free Brooklyn. We are kicking it off. So you'll hear the comedy, and then you hear the shredding, and you'll be like, ah, I'm in my happy place. Or you'll turn it off altogether and be like, this sounds like circus music from hell.
That's what I said.
Okay, let's go.
All right, let's get down to business. So I want to let you know, in case you'd be blind not to notice this, but we are registering people to vote here. I think we did 400 last night and hope to exceed that this evening. But meanwhile, did everybody hear the great news today? Jimmy Swaggart under investigation. Texas. One day, every one of those cocksuckers will get caught. I understand in the case of Mr. Swaggart that he claims that it was not multiple encounters with many prostitutes. Apparently only one, the sweet young thing. And he did tell Cal Thomas of the Moral Majority that the sex act itself was not fully consummated. However, he did admit to doing something pornographic with the girl. Let's use our imaginations, ladies and gentlemen. In the bar, where all the fevers grow, under the water, where the shark bubbles blow. In the morning, by your radio, do the walls close in to suffocate ya? You ain't got no friends, and all the others they hate you. 'Cause the life you've been leading gotta go. Let me send you out by the place I know. Now get your shoes and socks on, people, because it's right around the corner. You go out through the night and the whispering breezes to the place where they keep the imaginary diseases. Out through the night and the whispering breezes to the place where they keep the imaginary diseases. Now scientists call this miserable little disease podobromigrosis, and well they should. But us regular folks who might wear a tennis shoe or an occasional python boot know this exquisite little inconvenience by the name of stankfoot. That's right. You know, my python boot was too tight. Couldn't get it off last night. Week went by, now it's July. I finally got it off, and my girlfriend cried, "You got stink foot. Stink foot, darling. Your stinking foot puts the hurts on my nose. Stink foot, I ain't lying. Can you rinse it off, do you suppose? Well, here Fido, bring the slippers, little puppy. Yes, that's a good dog. Bring them over to Jimmy Swaggart, that's right. He'll do anything for a good time. We'll be right back. us, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Keneally, Walt Fowler, Bruce Fowler, Paul Carmen, Albert Wayne, Kirk McGedrick, Chad Wackerman. Now this is a special case, ladies and gentlemen. Get that spotlight over here. This is Ed Mann. Now, Ed had a tragic experience a few moments ago. One of the loyal fans in the audience came up and treated him like a war criminal because he fucked up the lick on Dickie Such an Asshole way back when, who knows, several weeks ago. But the people who come to these shows listen so carefully to every little detail that this man was deeply offended by Ed's performance. So to make sure that he gets his money's worth tonight, we're going to dwell on it for a few moments now and have Ed actually practice, kind of warm up for that big lick that happens in Dickie Such an Asshole. We're going to rehearse it right now. Ready? Just do it as a solo. Here we go. Or...
Some take the Bible for what it's worth, when it says that the meek shall inherit the earth. Well, I heard that some sheik has bought New Jersey last week, and you suckers ain't getting nothing. Is Hari Rama really wrong if you wander around with a napkin on, with a bell on a stick, and your hair is all gone? The geek shall inherit nothing. Listen, say your life's a bum deal and you're up against the wall. You know what? You ain't even got no deal at all. 'Cause what they do in Washington, they just takes care of number one. And number one is not you. No way. You ain't number two. Those Jesus freaks, well, they're friendly, but the shit they believe has got their minds all shut. And they don't even care when the church takes a cut. Ain't it bleak when you got so much nothing? So what do? Eat that pork, eat that ham, laugh till you choke on Billy Graham. Moses, Aaron, and Abraham, they're all a waste of time, and it's your ass that's on the line. It's your ass that's on the line. Wanna do what you will, just don't mess up your neighbor's grill. And when you pay the bill, kindly leave a tip and help the next poor sucker on his one-way trip. Some take the
Oh, give me a hand for the hotel room.
yeah, welcome back to the Mothers of Connection radio show. We are doing it. This is Humor Belongs in Music, as you could probably tell by some of that parody music. We're really just social commentary talking about how people put religion before everything and can blind you. And then a lot of times these televangelists in the 80s, you heard them talk about Swaggart getting caught with prostitutes in hotels. But they preach purity and ask for your money, and people did it, and they bought it hook, line, and sinker. And you could say the same thing about today. So Frank Zappa, always relevant, always making you laugh when he can. So that made me realize that there's a handful of bands that where humor belongs in their music. And at first listen, it's kind of silly, but then you listen to, like, these are really talented musicians like Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo, David Byrne, kind of silly, kind of quirky music, or quirky post-punk rock, as it's been deemed before. But Devo, I got to play now, because without Devo priming me for Frank Zappa, there's no show.
Oh, boo-hoo-hoo, what will we...
Yeah, so there's no Mothers of Connection without Devo and Mark Mothersbaugh. So let's get into a great cover. If you can tell me what movie you've heard this song in, I'm going to give you a clue. It's a Martin Scorsese film. If you can, go to the Facebook page, Mothers of Connection, or DM me on Instagram, or go to Kent and RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. We've got t-shirts left.
We got a few, yeah, except they make great pillows.
They do make great pillows, but I want to get them out of here. We got some from Radio Free Brooklyn. Nice quality American Apparel. You know, that creepy dude's business. What went wrong there? They made great shirts. So let's play some Devo. This is I Can't Get No Satisfaction, and Humor Belongs. This is kind of a funny cover take on it. They have plenty of music that's silly. We are going to get into some Weird Al in a little bit. Weird Al is a big... Zappa had a huge influence. So we're going to play bands that have been inspired by Frank Zappa's humor in music. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. I hope you're having a great morning. Let's make it a good one. This is I Can't Get Me No.
I can't get me no satisfaction. called a rattlesnake. Now we got something for dinner. Shopping mall, now it's all covered with flowers. We got it, we got it. If this is paradise, I wish I had a lawnmower. We got it, we got it. Years ago, I was an angry young. Peaceful oasis. You got it, you got it. This was a Pizza Hut, now it's all covered with daisies. You got it, you got it. I miss the honky tonks, Dairy Queens and 7-Elevens. You got it, you got it. And as things fell apart, nobody paid much attention. You got it, you got it.
Yeah, that was David Byrne and the Talking Heads with Nothing But Flowers off the Naked album. Not as well known, that album. Does Humor Belong in Music was a Frank Zappa album. Humor Belongs in Music is a Mothers of Connection statement, because it does. We're playing bands that are quirky. Bands that didn't take themselves too seriously. You heard some of those lyrics about a 7-Eleven, and I should actually pull those lyrics up. Roscoe, you got those lyrics?
Yeah, man, hold on, let me get the dot matrix printer going.
Okay, so that's my main man, Roscoe, with all things technical, with things like dot matrix printers, the ever-important, always reliable dot matrix printers. We're going to keep it going here. I can't do a show without playing They Might Be Giants that has humor in it, because... And those guys were about as prolific as a Frank Zappa. And I would say the same thing about Devo and David Byrne, as he was getting ready to go back to his Broadway show, which was picking up major steam. He was on SNL like 2 weeks before this whole lockdown deal. I just know there'd be a Zappa song called Lockdown Deal. So let's do, I always would like the song Snowball in Hell. It's kind of about work, like not work-life balance and hanging around the water cooler and wondering where you stand in corporate America. This is called Snowball in Hell, and then we're going to get into some 10cc. That's from my brother Craig. Got 10cc and Devo probably primed me for this kind of quirky music. Let's do it.
You been here, Joe?
Oh, I don't know. I guess 30, 45 minutes, maybe. Why do you ask?
You must be making a lot of sales, piling up good income.
Oh, I'm doing all right. I could do better, but... Oh, I get it, Paul. Back on that old time is money kick, right?
I'm not back on it, Joe. Still on it.
Avalanche roadblock. I was a snowball in hell. Avalanche roadblock. A jailer trapped in his cell. Money I owe. Money I owe. Money I owe. Money I owe. Avalanche roadblock. A snowball in hell. Yes, I was a snowball in hell. Yes, I was a snowball in hell.
It's one thing to know it, but another to admit we're the worst band in the world, but we don't give up. With Valentino on the drums, then we'd be nothing more than a bunch of gamma bums. So
tune up, tune up.
Bobby, and you call me, and my question is to go.
My suit is all dirty, but my shoes is all worn. I'm tired and lonely, my heart is all sore. Advance romance, I can't stand it no more, no more. She told me she loved me, I believe what she said. She took me for a sucker boy. The next thing I knew, she had a boot on the door. Advance romance, I can't use it no more. No more. She took ice watch like they always do.
It was a crummy steal.
Wahoo, wahoo.
On you, yeah. No more money, but I
should've knew.
The big claws, the way she do me, boy. Oh,
oh yeah. She might kill you, girl.
Awfully big draws now.
Where's she to me, boy? She might do you too.
She'll
do too
talk
for you.
Oh no.
The way she do me, boy. She might do you too.
Oh,
she sure was fine.
Yeah, right there sums up everything I love about Frank Zappa. You have the improvised comedy, you have the stage antics, you have ripping guitar solo, and that was 1984, so you could hear some of the synth and drum machine work or something happening there. But Ike and Ray White, Scott Tunis and the like, all just having a really good time with the inside jokes. You hear Ray White on that one part. You remember Utah. You know what happened there, and you just want to know what happened in Utah. So, we are Radio Free Brooklyn. I am Ken Korn. This is the Mothers of Connection. I'm playing Humor Belongs in Music, and I can't have a Frank Zappa humor show without connecting him to Weird Al Yankovic. That's right. I'm not sure if those two ever met, but Weird Al was certainly inspired by him. I remember listening to Dr. Demento and hearing Don't Eat the Yellow Snow, and then I don't remember what Weird Al song, probably Eat It. But this is a testament to Weird Al's ability to take on and imitate certain artists. He did it. I'm going to do it with two songs in a row. This one is called Genius in France. And listen to him. You've taken in some Zappa today, whether you're an avid fan or listener, but you hear like the things he does with his voice and the things they do musically. Weird Al takes on all of these factors and puts it into a song called Genius in France.
I bet you wish you had that cough button like in the studio.
Yeah, I wish I did, man, but you know, we're making do, and I think this is going okay.
It's going great, man. People are loving it. I'm tweeting here.
So if anybody got the movie reference to I Can't Get Me No Satisfaction by Devo, if you know what Scorsese film that was in, Kent at Radio Free Brooklyn. Well, I'm just, yeah, making it easy on you now. Kent at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org is my email, or just DM my ass.
You sound like a moron!
All right. This whole show was kind of moronic, so let's keep it going. This is Genius in France. Weird Al doing a parody of all things Zappa. You hear like every kind of Zappa song in one. Hope you're having a good time and like at least laughing a little bit and feeling loosey-goosey. Let's do it.
I'm not the brightest crayon in the box. Everyone says I'm dumber than a bag of rocks. I barely even know how to put on my own pants. But I'm a genius in France. Genius in France. Genius in France. I may not be the sharpest hunk of cheese. I got a negative number on my SATs.
I'm not good looking, and I don't know how to dance.
But nevertheless, and in spite of the evidence, I am so widely considered to be a
genius in France, genius in France, genius in France. People
people say I'm a geek, a moronic little freak, an annoying pipsqueak with an unfortunate physique. If I was any dumber, they'd have to water me twice a week. But when the mademoiselles see me, they all swoon and shriek. They take my mystique, they think I'm Saint Magnifique. When I'm in Paris,
I'm the chicest of the chic.
They love my body odor and my bad toupee. They love my stripy shirt and my stupid beret.
And when I'm sipping on a Perrier in some cafe down in Saint-Tropez, it's hard to keep the fans at bay.
They say, sign my poodle, see who play. Sign my poodle, see who play. Poodle, poodle. Short of a casserole, a few buttons missing on my remote control, a few fries short of a happy meal. I couldn't pour water out of a booth with instructions on the heel. Instructions on the heel. Instructions on the heel. But when I'm in Provence, I get free croissants. Yeah, I'm the guy every French lady wants. And if you ask them why, you're bound to get this response.
He's a genius in France, genius in France.
That's right.
He's a genius in France, genius in France.
You know it.
He's a genius in France, genius in France, genius in France.
I'm not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree, but the folks in France, they don't seem to agree. They say, bonjour, monsieur, would you take a picture with me? I say, oui, oui.
That's right.
I say, oui, oui.
Oui, oui. He says, oui, oui.
I'm dumber than a box of hair, but those Frenchies don't seem to care. Don't know why I'm on France, but they love me there. I'm a genius in France. I'm a genius in France.
Gonna make a big splash when I show up in Cannes. Gonna make those Frenchies scream,
use a man, use a man.
Like a fine red wall.
Wah!
I got that je ne sais quoi.
Wah!
Like a fine red wall.
Ooh la la.
I got that je ne sais
quoi. Quoi, 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 quoi. Ooh-wee-oo. Quoi, 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 quoi. Ooh-wee-oo.
I'm a taco short of a combo plate, but by some twist of fate, all the frogs think I'm great. Oh, the men all faint, and the women scream. They like me more than heavy cream. When I'm in Versailles, I'm a popular guy. My oh my, I'm as French as apple pie.
Apple pie!
They think I'm awfully witty, a riot and a half. When I tell a stupid joke, they laugh. And laugh. People in France have lots of attitude. They're snotty and rude, they like disgusting food. But when they see me, they just come unglued. They think that I am one happening dude. Bow, 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 bow. I'm about as sharp as a bowling ball. But they like me better than Charles de Gaulle. Entrez nous, it's very true. The room temperature's higher than my IQ. But they love me more than Gerard Depardieu. How did this happen?
I don't have a clue.
I'm not the quickest tractor on the farm. I don't have any skills or grace or charm. And most people look at me
like I'm all covered with ants. But I'm a genius in France, genius in France, genius in France.
And I'm never going back, I'm never going back, I'm never, 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 never going back home again. I'm tearing up my return flight ticket, gonna tell the folks back home where they can't stick it. 'Cause I'm never going back, I'm never going back, I'm never going back.
The girls back home never gave me a chance, but I sure enough got them frogs in some kind of trance. And I'm aware that it's a most improbable
circumstance,
but great googly moogly, I'm a genius in France. Every Frenchie that I meet just can't wait to kiss my feet. Get in line, pucker up, toot sweet.
Bow diddy, bow diddy, bow diddy.
I'm getting even more famous by the hour. I'm stuffed with pastries and drunk with power. Now they're putting up a statue by the Eiffel Tower. A little more to the left, boys. A little more to the left. A little more to the left, boys. A little more to the left.
The biggest dork there is alive. My mom picked out my clothes for me till I was 35.
And I forgot to mention, I'm not even welcome at the Star Trek convention.
But the Frenchies think that my poop don't stink. I'm a genius in France.
Say, would you pass the Grey Poupon? Merci beaucoup.
Is what we do is turn around on me and you, stroking
Oh yeah, welcome back to the Mother's Connection. The final countdown here in the last 10 minutes. We've got Race to the Bottom right after that. And then Crime in Brooklyn. Frank always closed out his shows with Muffin Man, a very silly but kick-ass guitar. Burned down doors with this baby.
Baby?
Yeah, that's right, Roscoe. So let's end this thing on Muffin Man, one of the first Zappa songs that really made me laugh and got me rocking simultaneously, as only Frank can do. So, signing off, this is Kent Corn. Have just a positive, beautiful day today. The sun is out, as far as I can tell, in most places, although...
How can you see over that friggin' soundproof thing?
Yeah, the soundproofing thing is blocking a beautiful view out the window. Here we go, Muffin Man. Thanks for listening.
Was a puffin. No cries is heard in the night as a result of him stuffing.
All right!
And that is how you end the 60th show, the Mother's Connection Radio Free Brooklyn. Very thankful to have this outlet, to have this show, and to have listeners like you supporting with your ears or however you need to. I was going to say times like these, but screw it. Yeah, I hope this got you loosened up and you had some fun and some laughs and felt silly like I did bouncing on my yoga ball here. Can't wait to go to the chiropractor. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Patrick O'Hearn, Adrian Blue, Tommy Mars, Terry Bozio, Peter Wolf, and Ed Mann. And we're gonna actually play one more song.
Street, concentrating on trucking right. I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw.